Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Right, let's try it again. We do have, 10 minutes remaining? My goodness. We'll try and make do with what we have. Let's see if Mfundisi can hear us on the air. Mfundisi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good afternoon to you, Mfundisi. Our question for today is, how do you explain the role of angels and demons in modern life?
All right. Thank you so much. I'll try to speak as I can because of the limited time we have. But biblically, from the biblical perspective, angels are God's messengers or God's helpers who protect and guide us. Remember, I read from the book of Hebrews, the chapter is 1 and the verse is 14. The Bible says, "Are not all angels, ministering spirits, sent to save those who will inherit the salvation?" So when we talk about angels in modern Christianity, in these modern times that we are in, angels are there to help us, are there to protect us, are there to be with us and help us navigate through the life. These are God's messengers that are sent to be with us. And we also have the demons. Now, demons are simply fallen angels who fell with the devil Lucifer in heaven, and they are also ministering servants, but they are now a ministering servant for the wrong kingdom, which is the kingdom of darkness.
I need you to just clarify, Mfundisi, when you're saying angels are ministering spirits, and you quote a text that says that, where do we get it from that they are also protectors and guides, as you're saying? I mean, does the Bible say that as well?
Okay, yes. When we read from the book of, Ephesians, the chapter is 6 and the verse is 12. We are taught, remember, that we are struggling not against flesh, but blood, but against rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of darkness or powers of dark world and against the spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenly realm. And where do we get this from? When you go to the Bible, you understand that at some point Jesus is being tempted, and as he is being tempted by the devil, remember, the devil is an angel, but a fallen angel. He comes in a form of an angel of light, and God says to him, no, move away from me, Satan. Then for sure he sees that this is the devil. And what does the devil say as he is also tempting Jesus in the first book of Matthew? He says, "Throw yourself down. It is written that angels will come and help you not to fall, if I may say, simply fall to the ground." So that's also a clear example that shows that angels are there to be our protectors.
It doesn't say that though, Pastor.
Also,
you only gave us Hebrews chapter 1:14 that tells us the role of angels. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?
Yes.
That's all that you have told us. Any other thing is not in the Bible. Do you have a biblical support for angels being our protectors?
Yes, I do, from the book of Psalms. The chapter is 91 and the verse is 11. The Bible says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all your ways." And we also have from the book
Let's just clarify that. That's the book of Psalms, chapter what?
91 and the verse is 11.
Yeah. So when I read the very same chapter, and allow me to read it perhaps from verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the deer and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Oh, yeah.
That's Psalm 91, Mfundis. So that is really what the pastor is saying, that that is the protection, the role of the angels to protect.
Yeah, that's one of the other roles. One of the other roles of angels, it is to protect us. Yes, for sure.
All right. If I understand you well, then Mfundis, if angels are to be protectors, and you're using this verse, then any and everyone who is dead, it's because angels are what, failing to do their job?
Oh no, oh no. Remember, we all have times that God has given us. God has given us certain times, I believe, to live on this earth. And if we're talking about those who have left us, who have died, we are not talking about another case, but God would have allowed that. Remember, God is the one who is in charge.
Yeah, but here, the verse you've quoted, Mfundisi, is a verse that says all of those are not going to happen. You're not going to be harmed. You're not going to die. No adder, no snake, no lion. Nothing is going to kill you. According to the verse you've quoted, it says nothing's going to happen to you. And yet people get raped. People get bitten by lions. People get shot at. Harm comes to people. Why is it that those things happen? And according to you, the angels are doing this. Are angels slacking?
Okay. Now, there are some circumstances that God allows. An example is the man Job. God allows some circumstances under his permission. So the fact that angels have been given the work to protect us, God can also tell them to retire for a while for whatever reasons that he knows best for us as human beings.
But where do we get that from this? It seems as though we're layering things one upon the other. I'm okay with that. But if we're going to say angels are protectors, and yet people are staying unprotected, children are unprotected, women are unprotected, everyone, the elderly, people are unprotected. Therefore, you're saying God has given everyone to the devil, like he gave Job to the devil. Is that what the pastor is saying? That people who are suffering, particularly and specifically Africans, Africa is under a cloud. Are you saying God has handed over Africa to the devil, just like he did with Job?
Okay, oh, wow. That's a beautiful and big question. But I would simply say that I don't believe we are all under the same circumstances. In as much as Christians, in as much as we understand the work of the angels in our lives, let's also not amplify everything that befalls us. Can we not also talk about the beautiful things that God has protected us from? Yes, these things befall us. I agree with you. But those things befall to everyone. Definitely, no. The same things that befall to us befall to anyone. So in as much as we are facing these things...
Where are the protectors, Mfundis? That's my question. My question is, if the role of the angel is to protect, then the protectors who are the angels are failing to do their job. They are useless to us. If their job is to protect, they have failed to protect Africans.
Okay, Now, remember, one of the verses that I read in one of the first verses that I read was talking about us fighting. We are in a fight. We are in a war, not against our flesh, but against our principalities and the kingdom of darkness. So I believe strongly that, yes, these things fall us. Where are the protectors is the big question. God allows some things, number one. Number two, some things happen because of our own choices. We at some point put ourselves in situations where we forfeit the presence.
Is that what we
God
did as African Fundis? Did Africans forfeit that when we were cut up into colonies and countries, and we have sent to other countries and continents through the transatlantic slave trade? Did we forfeit our protection? Did we do this to ourselves? Are Africans in this calamity today because we have brought this upon ourselves? Is that what the pastor is saying?
Not at all. Wow, let me give myself a limit on some things. I do not know how we fell into slavery and all these things, but I believe strongly that everything that happens, God is watching. Yes, the angels are protecting. Can we just say all those people were taken to slavery were protected from death? Can we say all those people were protected from other things? Just like the young man Joseph, he was enslaved, but the Bible says God was with him in that situation. So, and it's not like every situation that is harmful that we fall into, God allows. But some of them, yes, God does allow. Some God allows to be an example for the Christians. Some God allows as punishment. Some happen because of our own choices. So at the end of the day, God's angels are there, but there are some moments where we push them away because we've not put ourselves in the presence of God.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take that. I'll accept it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate your time and your insights. Let's do this again tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a wonderful day further, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.